Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You know, Mondays are always nicer this time of year. When it's a little cool, it's a little cool. It's very cold this morning. But a beautiful, chilly afternoon in November, and the Saints won. And they won convincingly. 17-7. It wasn't a rout, but they won convincingly, not so much by the score, but just by their command of the game. One thing that really impressed me was the way the Saints as a team played for Tyler Shough. And I can't help but wonder if the Saints knew that Tyler Shough was going to be the starting quarterback, if maybe when Rattler was in there, if they felt all that time that, well, you know, we're just not right. I mean, Shough is going to be the quarterback, so, you know, what are we in the meantime? And I feel like Tyler Shough being in there really did change the team mentality of the Saints. And they played together as a team. And passes were not dropped. Well, Taysom Hill dropped a pass, but, you know, that does happen. Passes are dropped. But the frequency with which passes were dropped in earlier games was just totally unacceptable. But Chris Olave was just, I mean, grabbing passes that made him look like one of the top receivers in the NFL. Juwan Johnson, who's had a problem over the years of dropping passes, was holding the ball and ran for a touchdown after catching one pass. The Saints' defense just continued to push the Panthers off the field after three. It was like, you know, three and out. And it just felt so good to just watch this controlled effort. And Tyler Shough, I mean, I was totally impressed with him. Great game, poise under pressure. He's not a runner, but boy, he sure made the most of getting around in the backfield, you know, stepping up in the pocket, and then that collapsed, and then moving to the right or to the left. The guy was really mobile, even though he's not a running quarterback. He was very, very mobile. And his passes were precise, but also the receivers fought for the ball. That 62-yard pass down the sidelines to Chris Olave, the guy was the defender was fondling Chris Olave while he was trying to catch the ball, and he caught it anyway. I mean, he fought for the ball. So I really like the way the team responded to Tyler Shough being in there. Now, if something happened, God forbid, that Tyler Shough and Spencer Rattler had to be in there, I think that would be different. But I think the team always realized that they really weren't the team they were supposed to be until Tyler Shough got in there. And it seems like they really did respond. You couldn't expect too much last week in L.A. against the Rams. And the way the Rams went to San Francisco to beat the 49ers yesterday, you got a feeling right now that the Rams are one of the teams to beat, and the Rams are on a path possibly to the Super Bowl. But there were just so many great things that happened in that game. And I was taking notes in the third quarter when DeMario Davis got that great solo tackle. And solo tackling has improved. You know, going for the legs and finishing the tackle, you know, closing your arms and finishing the tackle. I saw more of that yesterday. Then after DeMario Davis got the solo tackle, Nathan Shepard blocked the Panthers' field goal attempt. But wait a minute. It was a free ball. The Panthers recovered. This was a big turnaround. So instead of the Saints having the ball after a failed field goal attempt, the Panthers failed at the field goal attempt but recovered the ball, so the Panthers had it first and 10 on the Saints 30. And then this happened.
Second and 5 out of the shotgun is Young. Back to throw. Throws to the near sideline, and that's picked off. Alante Taylor, 50, knocked out of bounds. Alante Taylor gets the interception.
Yep, that was really awesome. And then in the fourth quarter, Tyler Shuck hit Juwan Johnson to put the game, I guess, in a position where the Panthers were not going to catch up.
Shuck out of the shotgun, takes the snap. Panthers bring 4. Shuck rolls to his left, now throws it up, and he's got Juwan Johnson down the left sideline. Touchdown, New Orleans!
You know, it's human nature to be more likely to complain than to compliment. So we'll get more calls if the Saints lose and people want to bitch and complain about it than we will get if the Saints do well. But look, we still got to promote the positive when we can. And I thought the Saints looked great. And yeah, apparently I was wrong. I thought when the Saints first used the all-white uniforms against, I think it was the 49ers earlier this season, I thought they wore the gold helmets. But apparently they did wear the white helmets. But I love the white helmets and the all-white uniforms. And I like the new gold jersey that they started off with in the very first game against the Cardinals. But, the white jersey and the black pants, that just doesn't work for me anymore. You know, the black jersey and gold pants, I think it's boring. I love the all-white with the white helmets, and I would like to see all-black. Not with gold helmets, all black with that matte black helmet. And, you know, there's a tint of gold in there. So, you know, you still got the black and gold. But I think the all white, all black is really awesome. But, I did kind of like that gold jersey that they had at the beginning of this season. So it's been fun talking about a Saints victory. And the Saints have a week off. This is their bye week. And then they go back into the dome against the Falcons. And the Falcons were beaten by the Colts in Germany over the weekend. The Panthers lost. In fact, the Saints were the only team in our division that won, because the Bucs lost to the Patriots, I think. And then Atlanta lost, and the Panthers lost to the Saints. The Panthers had won 4 out of the last 5 games, and last week went into Green Bay and beat the Packers. That was an accomplishment. But I was wondering if maybe they weren't still a little too confident from that victory, and maybe they were. But the Saints just really put it together, and it feels good. And I love that feeling. Nobody really thought LSU was going to beat Alabama. Alabama is still fourth ranked in the country. Alabama put it together and beat LSU, and LSU tried a new quarterback, and that really didn't seem to help very much. And I know for LSU fans, this season has been a big disappointment. Dan Barron, our market manager, was at that game, and he was telling me earlier that there were not as many LSU fans as there might have been. And LSU travels really well, but he said there were not many LSU fans at that game. And usually LSU is very, very represented on the road, especially in a rivalry game like Alabama. So there's some controversy now with the way Indiana had to beat Penn State. You know, Penn State wasn't even ranked. And number 2, Indiana won in the end with just, you're going to see highlights of that all week. That incredible catch with just 1 foot in and just a leaping grab, just stretching out there, grabbing the ball and scoring a touchdown in the end. And Indiana came from behind to beat Penn State 27-24. Well, since Indiana had to come from behind to beat Penn State and Texas A&M ranked number 3, They did a number on Missouri, beating Missouri 38-17. Some people were thinking that Texas A&M should have jumped up and become number two, and Indiana should have fallen down to number three. I disagree with that. I like the way it is now. I think it should be this way because Indiana did win. And, you know, when teams are dominant, like Indiana has been this season, there are going to be those close call games. And look, Penn State has talented players. They have had problems, like they have in the past, of winning big games. But Penn State was still a good football team. And Indiana having to come back at Penn State and win the game, I think, still was an accomplishment. So I'm happy that it's Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M 3, Alabama 4, Georgia 5, Ole Miss 6. I don't think Texas A&M should have jumped up at all. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we're talking about a Supreme Court ruling, and this is a ruling from the new conservative Supreme Court that, without comment, refused an appeal on this court clerk from Kentucky, Kim Davis. You remember her? She said it was against her religious beliefs to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple. I can respect her religious beliefs, but you do your job. And if your job conflicts with your religious beliefs, then you don't change the job. You go somewhere else. I mean, you might recommend that the job change, but, you know, if you are a Christian, for example, or a Muslim, because Muslims aren't into this, if you're a religious person and taking your clothes off in front of other people is a sin, then you don't go to work at a strip club. You don't go to work at a strip club and come out on stage and go, it's against my religious beliefs, so I'm going to dance with my clothes on. I mean, that's just not the way it works in a free enterprise system. So I always thought Kim Davis was wrong, and the irony is she was married numerous times. And so to me, she was just a total hypocrite and a bad example of what Christians are supposed to be. And I thought she should have done her job, and she didn't. And we talked about that a long time ago when that was a hot issue. But the justices refused to take up this case. So same-sex marriage remains legal in America, and I think that's a good decision. Let's go to Jean in Harvey. Jean, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm calling as a Christian.
Okay, that's okay.
And I do have 2 points to make about this.
All right.
That when my daughter got married to a man, was in an abusive relationship, got divorced, I used to pray to God, please bring her somebody that's going to make her happy.
Mm-hmm.
She now has a wife, and she is totally happy, and I'm happy because
really?
My daughter's happy.
So,
but aren't we supposed to separate church and state?
Well,
you can't do your job in
well,
state.
Well, we are, and in,
you know?
In my opinion, you can be a Christian and fall in love with somebody of the same sex. I think
right.
God makes us a certain way, and I think people are born that way. And would you agree that your daughter was born with an attraction to women?
I guess she was, and yeah. I'm accepting of it because she is happy. She's
That's
no
correct.
Longer being abused. And it also states in the Bible, we are not to judge.
Yeah.
Who
you
am
know,
I to judge her?
You know, Sean, I love the way you're handling this with your daughter. And, you know, if your daughter was gay and she was forced by society to find a member of the opposite sex to marry, you're not going to find the right person if you're going against
right.
who you naturally are.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
I pray for her and her soul just as I would if she
of
would
course.
Be married to a man.
Yeah. Sean, I appreciate
the
call.
She is happy and my grandchildren are happy. And
yeah.
that's all that matters.
But have they adopted?
No. She had those when she was married to the abusive
Oh, she
husband.
Had those. Okay. Well, so she
yeah.
was married for a period of time.
Yeah, so I am kind of glad for that. At least I got grandchildren.
Yeah. But, John, that had to kill you to see her in an
no.
abusive relationship.
Oh, that part, yes. I was totally, and I really couldn't do anything about it. She had to make that decision.
Yeah.
And when she came to me, and the door is open, honey.
Yeah.
And like I said, I would pray, God, please bring her somebody that's going to take care of her
yeah.
and make her happy.
And look who God brought
and
her.
That's who he brought. And that's what I go with. I go by his word.
Yeah. And she's accepting her wife is accepting of the kids.
Totally. And they love her.
Oh, that's so great. It's a heartwarming
so
story to me.
Yeah. It's a win-win. And if she can't do her, this person can't do her job, it's not for her to judge them.
I agree. Sean, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate who you are as a mother. Let's go to Northern California. Ron, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This government closure, and which also brought about the SNAP issue, which is food stamps, basically. When I looked into it, because out here I used to work with student service projects, and somehow we throw around ideas, and one thing that came across with the recent closure and the SNAP issue was a mother-to-child transmission of toxins, in other words, newborn. And when the government to Make America Healthy report came out, it stated 40% of children between birth and 17, 40% had a chronic disease. So when you think about mother to child, it was an issue. Now, SNAP, coming back to that, pays for sugar-sweetened beverages.
Yeah.
And that means soda.
Yeah.
Now, the issue is, they're talking about why should the government pay for a known causation factor for things like diabetes and so forth and the other related illnesses, including cancers and some of the additives that are put in. Yeah. Why should the government pay for an injurious potential pay for better products?
I get that, Ron. I get that argument. I mean, maybe the government standard should be, for slightly healthier things to drink for kids. But look, I do think kids, just because they're kids, and this is just my opinion, if parents have a different view, that's fine. But, kids have a right to, taste candy. I mean, every kid has a right to a candy bar. But, you don't, that's not your meal. I mean, that's just a fun thing. But, I understand your argument about sweet drinks and too many kids are drinking.
Sir, the point I would take to extend it would be that the accumulation of what's in it may not be so harmful on one drink a day.
Yeah.
But a lot of people drink sodas on a constant. We're talking adults as well as children.
No, you're right about that.
If the substance is bioaccumulated in the bodies and other issues and other toxins from food additives, what happens when a mother is therefore so contaminated, bioaccumulated with the toxins, and gives birth to a child that has some residual effects and therefore a disaffect on their life because of the consumption?
Yeah. Well, look, let's just leave it at this. I do think it's good to obviously not drink too many sugary drinks, and way too many kids and way too many adults do that. All right. Thanks for the call. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1979, the first rap song hit the Billboard Hot 100 chart, entering at number 84. It was this song, Rapper's Delight. The Sugar Hill Gang, widely believed to be the first rap song ever, Rapper's Delight, first hit the charts on this day in 1979. And that's when disco was just about dying out. New wave music was sort of becoming popular. And then so was the beginning of rap. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. Also, we're going to go to Ian and get some of your text messages on the air. And also, we'll talk about President Trump's message to the air traffic controllers. We'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, the boys are back in town. I'm sure there was a crowd meeting the Saints when they got off the plane on their way back from Carolina. It's amazing to see people show up for that. But the boys are back in town. They can relax. They can heal. They can study and be ready for the Falcons. A new trend needs to begin. The Saints, in 2 weeks, when they play the Falcons in the Dome, the Saints need to reverse the trend, and they need to start owning the Dome. They need to start winning at home. There's no reason why they can't do that, and they need to start doing that. And I hope they do. I hope this is a new trend for the Saints. I was really impressed with what I saw yesterday in Carolina, and Tyler Shuck was really impressive. As far as I'm concerned. And I think the team really rose up and played for him. And that's a key element that doesn't often get talked about in football. The team that rallies around one quarterback over another quarterback. And why in the hell did the Giants put in Russell Wilson during the game when Jackson Dart was taken out? The last time I saw him play, the last time I saw Russell Wilson start, I mean, he seems like a really nice guy. But I came on the air that Monday and I said, I think Russell Wilson's done. I mean, I think he's over. Isn't Jameis Winston on the sideline? Wouldn't you play him over Russell Wilson? I mean, I don't understand that logic of putting him in the game because it was awful. I mean, it was terrible. And there were some really, really good games and good college games as well. All right, we're going to check in with some text here in just a moment. Let's go to Steve in Covington. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
How are we doing today, Scoot?
I'm good.
I don't know if you remember when I called you a couple of months ago and said they're going to shut down a lot of the air travel.
Yeah, I get a lot of calls, but I have a vague memory of that, Steve.
And look how much disruption they have caused.
Yeah.
Because my son works in that.
He does? What does he do?
He's an air traffic controller.
Oh. Okay, I do remember the conversation that we had. The president really came down hard on those air traffic controllers who were not working. They're not getting paid, and they're deciding not to work. And he really came down pretty hard on them.
Well, then, what are you going to do now?
Well, it's time for this whole thing to end. It's time for it to end. But, you were right, because too many flights have been canceled. And in the top busiest 40 airports, they're, continuing to cancel flights because it's just too busy for the number of air traffic controllers they have. And, And frankly, I want somebody to be watching the plane that I'm on all the time, ground and in the air. I want somebody to know where that is in relation to the other planes in the air.
But, you know, I warned you about a month and a half ago that was going to get ugly, yeah. And it's getting uglier.
Yeah. Well, what is your son saying now? What's the latest thing he's told you?
Really, they're just going to continue on our current path. They don't want to strike. They're just going to continue taking sick days.
Yeah. Well, Steve, let's hope it changes. I appreciate the call. Let me share with you what the president has said. This was a statement that he made on social media. All air traffic controllers must get back to work now. Now is all in caps. Anyone who doesn't will be substantially docked. For those air traffic controllers who were great patriots and didn't take any time off for the Democrat shutdown hoax, I will be recommending a bonus of $10,000 per person for distinguished service to our country. For those that did nothing but complain and take time off, even though everyone knew they would be paid in full shortly into the future, I am not happy with you. And the president suggested that your pay is going to be docked and you're not going to get full pay if you didn't work. And I think the question that you have to ask yourself, whether you're Democrat or Republican, is would you work if you were not getting a paycheck? There might be some air traffic controllers who, you know, make a decent salary. But a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, and there may be some traffic controllers who had to get another job because they need money right now. And they work paycheck to paycheck, so they can't wait to be paid in the future. And I think it would be a shame to denounce them as not being patriotic because they're not getting paid right now, and they needed jobs, and they need something coming in right now. So we'll see what happens here. And I think sometimes we're too quick to declare some people patriotic, suggesting that other people are not patriotic when, you know, in reality, some of the people who are called not patriotic might actually be very patriotic. They might need the money because, again, they're working paycheck to paycheck. I don't know if it would be legal to give those who stayed on the job an extra $10,000 per person, but we'll see if that is challenged or if indeed it happens. I also want to caution everyone to reassess the statement, the Democrat shutdown hoax. A hoax is something that doesn't happen or something that happened, but it's not what it is supposed to be. This shutdown is very real, and both sides have been involved in the shutdown. All right, we'll take a break here. If you're on hold, hang on. We're also going to come back with some of your text messages. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. On this day in 1967, the Moody Blues released this classic song, Nights in White Satin. This is truly one of their great, great ballads. And, you know, Nights in White Satin, a lot of people thought that was about bougie Klans members, but that's not what it's about at all. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1983, Billy Idol released album number 2. It was Rebel Yell. That was the title track, Rebel Yell, Flesh for Fantasy. And this song came from that album, Eyes Without a Face. You know, I often talk about the importance of the ballad, even the rock ballad, and some of the bands that were the heaviest, hardest guitar-driving bands, their biggest hits were the ballads. 1983 was a hell of a year for music, and that's when this album was released. And of course, I was in music radio back then, playing this song on a regular basis. And I did a TV interview with Billy Idol, and I guarantee you, Billy Idol had half of Peru packed up his nose when we did the interview. I mean, I don't know where that video is, but yeah, he was really into the white stuff. A little snowstorm in July, if you know what I mean. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages. We haven't done a very good job of getting text on the air so far, so let's do that right now.
Here's a text message that says, your caller, Peter, that we were talking to a little while ago, is wrong. The Constitution supersedes all religious beliefs. And you were right when you said that lady, Kim Davis, should not be working in a government job where she decides who gets a marriage license if she cannot follow the law.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I said that at the time, and I say that now. If you can't do your job because of your religious beliefs, then be honest to yourself and go find another job. You know, this criticism of the gay couple for trying to make a statement, clearly Kim Davis was trying to make a statement, but, you know, it doesn't fly. You know, you got to do your job. And if your religious beliefs don't allow you to do your job, then you go to work somewhere else.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I agree with your views on same-sex marriage. However, I also believe in accuracy. So when you commented about Jesus and homosexuality, those are his words, not those of... Oh, sorry, excuse me. I got these out of order. Commented about Jesus and homosexuality a few minutes ago, you may have misled some listeners. It's only the Old Testament that specifically prohibits homosexual relationships. See Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13. Yeah. There's actually nothing in Jesus's words in the New Testament that addresses homosexuality at all. Possibly some of Paul's letters to the early churches, but those are his words, not those of Jesus.
Well, I appreciate that you're more of a biblical scholar than I am, which I never claim to be. But for those people who use the Bible, I remind you that men wrote the Bible. And if it's your belief that the men were guided by God, that's fine. But nobody can prove exactly how God feels about gay marriage. You have certain beliefs. You have faith that God judges people in a certain way, but that's your belief. You can't prove that because nobody's gone to God and talked to God and come back and said, well, here's what God said. Again, it's about faith and belief, which is fine, but let's just remember that men wrote the Bible. Not that I discredit the Bible. It's a great book. I love the Bible, but we have to be honest about it.
And we should never miss a chance to point out that, yeah, Leviticus does say that. Leviticus says a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That a lot of people couldn't care less about. You know, we're still out here eating seafood, yeah, doing all the, you know, mixing up the fabrics and all that. But nobody really goes to bat for those because it doesn't make them feel a couple inches taller. You know, they only want to get wound up about the thing that says, oh, that person over there is beneath me. They're a sinner. They're going to hell. I'm better than them. I'm morally upright and they're not.
You know, and it's interesting.
That's all you care about.
It's interesting that people see other people's sins that are not their sins as really bad sins. I mean, my sins, okay, I sin, but, you know, they're bad, but they're not as bad as his or her sins. You know, if you believe that part of Leviticus about when it comes to homosexuality, then you shouldn't be sucking on any crawfish heads.
Indeed. Here's Rusty. He says, hey, here's a fun fact for you to remember when it comes to same-sex marriages. Heterosexual divorce rates are 49%.
Yeah.
Divorce rates between two men are 28%. Most importantly, the divorce rate between two women is 72%. I'll let you figure out the problem.
Wow. Well, let me see. I think women realize how difficult it is for us to get along with them.
I wonder, too, also, like, in another 10 years, will you see same-sex marriage rates kind of straighten out with the rest of us? Because, you know, if you've only had legal gay marriage in your state for 10 years, you know, maybe give them another 5 years. You might want to get the hell out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I mean, I have made this point many times. Heterosexuals have done more to destroy the institution of marriage or disrespect the institution of marriage than the gay community. I mean, you know, Britney Spears was married for, like, at one point, 54 hours. You know, that was a marriage travesty. So, you know, if you're a heterosexual, don't be so proud that it's your group that is upholding the institution of marriage. All right, let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'll do rapid fire here. One, Ian, since he's the programming king there, something to think about in the coming weeks or whatever for shows. I see there's a lot of controversy over these CCS project they're planning for Lake Maurepas and how it'll affect the North Shore. It's this carbon capture and storage. It's like an industrial zone plan, all the pipelines. It's kind of like fracking, but it could very well affect the, you know, the drinking water and the air quality. But yeah, the CCS project for Lake Maurepas, Ponchatoula, the North Shore is definitely going to get affected if it happens. And both sides of the aisle seem to be upset about this. And it's kind of going through. A lot of people don't even know about it. So I was just bringing some attention to that. If you're aware of that, as far as the Saints and the sports stuff, congratulations to the Saints. I hope Tyler Shuck is the heir apparent to the Drew Brees era. It's very difficult to find a quarterback. And, you know, tonight, actually, UNO basketball is playing at LSU there, Scoot. And Master P last week beat TCU. You know, you're talking about the Bible and all that. He's been showing up at these UNO basketball games with a Bible and a slingshot, acting like David and Goliath. So, yeah, if UNO beats LSU cool. tonight, they won last week. They were a 22-point underdog. They're a 19-point underdog tonight in Baton Rouge. But, yeah, Master P is turning UNO around. And, look, I know you're a big Portland fan, and I know you're there to support the Pelicans. Well, Portland plays the Pelicans this Wednesday night in New Orleans. So it gives you a chance to put that in your schedule. Two cities that you care about, two teams you care about. That's this Wednesday night at the Smoothie King Center.
Look, if I can be there, Jimmy, I'm gonna be there because I am vowing to go to more Pelicans games this year. All right, very quickly, Monday Night Football. The Eagles are in Green Bay against the Packers. The Eagles are a 2.5-point underdog. I would take the Eagles. I think they'll win outright, but I like the Packers, but I think the Eagles may take this. All right. This is the day in 2015, 10 years ago, that Alan Toussaint passed away at the age of 77. And this was one of the songs that he was involved in producing. This is the Devo version of the Ernie Cato song. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, on this day in 1967, this song was released. And this, no, actually 1966. This was a clear indication that some of the bands in the 60s were doing drugs. The Electric Prunes. I Had Too Much to Dream last night, and I always thought the name Electric Prunes was kind of interesting. All right, coming up next, second guest with Bobby and Mike live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beautiful beaches in Hancock County, and the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with head coach Cullen Moore coming up. Also, after the show, I will be posting a video on Substack. Download the Substack app, go to Scoot on the Air, and become a subscriber. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Corey DP, and you for being part of the show. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.